In today's show, BMW makes some surprising management changes. Cheap gas prices are hurting sales of EVs and diesels. And GM wants to trademark a famous name for the Corvette. But you can't believe who's fighting against it. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for December 9th, 2014. And today is the day we'll learn who the finalists are for the North American Car and Truck of the Year Awards. 57 automotive journalists from across the United States and Canada have voted to determine the top three cars and the top three trucks and utilities. And by the time you see this show today, they will be announcing who the finalists are. The winners will be announced at the Detroit Auto Show in about a month. BMW announced a surprising management change this morning. It's yanking its current CEO, Dr. Norbert Reithover, from that position and shuffling him over to the supervisory board. Reithover, who's 58 years old, was supposed to remain in the CEO role until 2016. He's being replaced by Harold Krueger, only 49 years old, who's currently the head of manufacturing. He takes the helm next May. And while BMW was worried about its CEO succession, Volkswagen stole BMW's head of development, Herbert Diess, to become the head of VW passenger cars. Interestingly, Martin Winterkorn, CEO of the VW Group, also held that position, prompting speculation that Diess is in the running to replace Winterkorn when he retires. Still to come, cheap gas is hurting diesel and electric sales. You can't believe who's fighting General Motors in a trademark dispute and why today's cars all look alike, at least in profile.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone, your journey, our passion. And by Dow Automotive Systems, improving durability and increasing design flexibility with Betamate structural adhesives at DowBetamate.com.
How are cheap gasoline prices affecting sales of diesel and electric cars? Well, they're definitely having an impact. Diesel sales in the U.S. were up almost 4% comparing October to November, but that's far below the 12% increase that they've been running for all year. Sales of electric cars fell 6%, down dramatically from the 40 to 50% they've been growing all year. And this drop came despite the addition of the electric Kia Soul and Volkswagen Golf to the market. Also, Tesla stock is getting hammered on concerns about cheap gas. It's dropped over 9% in the last week and could be headed for under $200 a share if this keeps up. Zora Arkas Duntov is credited as the father of the Corvette, so enthusiasts took note earlier this summer when GM filed to get the Zora name trademarked. But now that trademark effort is being opposed by the Zora Neale Hurston estate. That estate represents a preeminent African-American author who died in 1960. You know, typically the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office will allow multiple parties to trademark the same name as long as they don't compete against each other. And since there is not any danger of anyone confusing a Corvette with an author, GM likely will get the name. There is speculation that name will be used on a mid-engine Corvette, but I bet it goes on a super lightweight, carbon fiber intensive version of the Vette, because lightweighting is something that Zora Arkas Duntov was famous for. Trying to find young kids interested in the automotive industry seems harder and harder these days, but Chrysler is now tapping more high school students on the shoulder in an effort to find those kids. The automaker is expanding its annual Autorama High School Design Competition to include all U.S. high school students from grades 10 to 12. Students will need to design a next-generation Dodge vehicle for the year 2025 and submit their entries by January 23rd. The prizes are absolutely amazing. They include a $60,000 scholarship to the College for Creative Studies, a three-week summer automotive design course at CCS, as well as Apple MacBooks and iPads. And man, I just wish automakers had these kinds of competitions back when I was in high school. Hey, speaking of design, do you think that today's cars all look the same? Coming up next, one designer explains why they do.
Dow Automotive Systems, driving solutions in automotive, commercial transportation, and aftermarket with innovative products like Betamate structural adhesives. Lighter, stronger, safer. DowBetamate.com.
If you look at the silhouette of cars in the same class, they're pretty much the same these days. Camillo Pardo, design expert extraordinaire, and our guest on Autoline After Hours last week, gives his opinion on why that's the case.
I think what's happening is the same thing that's happened for years. There is a recipe that works. This shape in the recipe is holding a good aero, good package, good ergonomics, good comfort. And when you lay all these parameters out, it's almost like stock cars or NASCAR. They asked us to redesign a NASCAR at the Motor City Masters show. And he says, what do you think about designing your own NASCAR? And I was like, are we working in the wind tunnel? Do we have any flexibilities with your rules and regulations? If not, it's going to be exactly like the ones that you have right now. Right. There's no flexibility. So that's what's happening with cars today, is that they have like an optimum, you know, recipe of this is the best shape to contain all your functional bits and the people efficiently. So there's like an efficient shape. So what happens is everyone tries to do different graphics on this efficient shape.
Camillo's got a lot of great design insight. So if you haven't done it, you're going to want to check out that entire show on our website or our YouTube channel. And be sure to join us this Thursday for Autoline After Hours. Our guest will be Matt Davis, the head of all product marketing for Fiat in the North American market. And he'll be bringing the 500X into the studio with him. We love bringing you top executives in the industry in a format where you can really learn about what they're thinking. But that wraps up today's report. Thanks for watching.